إن الحمد لله
Praise be to Allah,
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له
And we bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad is his messenger and servant. We will continue inshallah on the book of قاعدة جليلة توسل الوسيلة by Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah. We were at page 69.293. If the one who supplicates says, I ask you by Allah, so he asks him with his faith in Allah. And that is going to be a reason to give the one who would ask him by this. If the one who asks or the supplicate says, I will ask you by Allah.
وذلك سبب
and that is going to be a reason for him to get what he asked for because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like to give the favor to his creation especially if the thing that's been asked is to stop the wrongdoings and the oppression and if it is something that would enjoin the good and the justice and something that would abandon the wrongdoing and oppression. As we said before, in the last lesson of lecture, that the author said, he talked about eight things. Four of them are related to supplications and the other four are about oath. So four of them are about supplication and four about swearing in Allah or making an oath. And the oath can be in the name of Allah or in the name of a creation. And also the same is for supplications. So when we make an oath by Allah using the name of Allah. Like we say, oh Allah, I swear by Allah, this will happen, which is going to be something to happen in the future. And here the person will make an oath in the name of Allah. Like when the Bara has made the oath that by Allah her front teeth will not be broken. So here, and Shaykh al-Islam himself said, by Allah, Allah will give victory to the Muslims. So what's the ruling about this kind of oath? Is it permissible or is it prohibited? This type is permitted. It's permissible. And as we said, this is going to be permissible with a condition. The condition is that you have the hope and you have the hope and you have the trust that Allah will do it for you and not that the person who made this kind of oath has a lot of pride in him that he is righteous and he is pious that Allah will fulfill his oath anyway. So but the person has to do this with humility and humbleness that Allah would fulfill it for him. And this is only a few among the believers that would fit in this. Not everyone would make an oath in Allah that Allah is going to fulfill it for him. It's only some of the few pious. As the Prophet said, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, among the servant of Allah, some people that when they make an oath upon Allah, Allah will fulfill it for them. So this type of making an oath in Allah, using the name of Allah, so in this case, we use Allah's name to make an oath and that Allah will fulfill it. We also mentioned another type when we make an oath using a creation name or a person name, and we make an oath to Allah to do something. Like we say that I make an oath in the name of the Kaaba that Allah will do this and this and this. So in this case, the person would make a, and this type is prohibited. This type is wrong. And the number three is to make an oath using Allah's name, but you are addressing a creation or a person or a human being. So in this case, so you are using Allah's name and you are making an oath by Allah's name to somebody to do something. Like you say to someone that I swear by Allah that you will do this and this and this. So and this one is permissible because you are using Allah's name to make the oath. But this may be disliked or may be prohibited because of reasons, not because of the basic meaning of it, but there may be other reasons, like if the person is asking something that is too much or something that is not feasible for the one who is being asked to fulfill, that might just make it like too much burden over him. So like you make an oath to this person and ask him to do something for you, and that you don't have the right to ask for that thing. Number four is to make an oath using a creation name to ask somebody to do something. For example, you ask Zayd and you swear by the name of the Kaaba or by the name of somebody, and you ask Zayd to do something, or you obligate Zayd to do something. And here you are using somebody's name in an oath, and that is prohibited. So now we go to supplication, and the supplication is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using Allah's name. For example, say, oh Allah, I ask you, you are the one, I ask you with your power and your forgiveness, etc. So in this case, you ask Allah and you use Allah's name to ask Him. And is this one permissible or not permissible? It is permissible. And the second is to supplicate to Allah, and you use a creation name. For example, you ask Allah and you say, oh Allah, I ask you by the name of your prophet, for example. And this one is prohibited. Also, we have talked about the tawassul using the prophets' names, and we have talked about Imam Ahmad's opinion on that. The seventh type is to ask a creation, to ask somebody, but using Allah's name. In this case, you ask someone and say, I ask you by Allah to do this or do this for me, and this is permissible. And also, there may be details about this one, not because the form of the question itself, but maybe the thing that you are asking the person about is going to be something that's too much or impossible for him to do for you or to fulfill for you. So like somebody who will ask to ask for charity to be given to him when he is not entitled for it or he is deserving it. So in that case, this question might be declined because of some other reasons, not because of the name of Allah that he was being asked with it. The number eight type is to ask creation using a creation name. Like you ask somebody and you say that I ask you with the rahim or with the kinship between us to do this for me and to do that for me. So if this one is okay or not, this one is okay. So, alhamdulillah, you guys remember that. This is a question or a request, it's not an oath. So in this case, you can use the creation name to ask creation. So you ask a person, say him, by the kinship or the relation between me and you, do this for me. And also, I mean, this one may be prohibited not because of the format of the question itself, but, I mean, it could be prohibited because of the thing that's been asked. So the form is okay and permissible.
So if
someone said to someone, I ask you by the name of Allah, so which type is this? So this one is going to be the number 7 type. When you ask somebody using Allah name, so you ask somebody and you are using Allah name, like you said to the person, I ask you by Allah to stay away from oppression and from wrongdoings. So you said to the person again that, I mean, I ask you by Allah to stop doing the wrong things. So this is, you are asking a creation using Allah name, and this is permissible. So, and they said that when somebody asked using Allah name, is a reason that Allah will grant it, because Allah loves to do good and to give favors and bounties to his creations, and that Allah likes to grant that and give his creation what they ask him, especially if whatever has been asked, something that is good, like something that will abandon zulm or oppression and wrongdoing, and something that will enjoin and emphasize justice
and
do good things.
And
because all of those things, after all, are things that Allah has commanded us to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to enjoin the good and forget the bad and abandon the evil. So these are things that Allah Himself commanded. So if somebody come and say, I ask you by Allah, is to stop doing the wrong things, and this is going to be a good type of question and request. And there is a hadith that came in Musnad of Ahmad and Ibn
Majah,
Atiyah al-Awfi,
radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu 'allama al-qarid ila
as-salat.
أن يقول في دعائه
وأسألك
بحق السائلين علي وبحق من شاي هذا فإني لم أخرج أشرا ولا بطرا ولا رياء ولا سمعة ولكن خرجت ابتغاء سخط وابتغاء
مرضات.
قال فإن كان هذا صحيحا فحق السائلين عليه أن يصيبهم وحق العابدين له أن يصيبهم وهو حق أوجبه على نفسه لهم. طيب هنا يقول إنه جاء في حديث أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه
أبي سعيد that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught this the person who would go out for the prayer, someone who would leave his home to the prayer to the masjid, he would say, I ask you by the right of all those who ask you, and I ask you by the right of my walking, this walking towards you, that I have not left my home as a way of show off or a way to gain any worldly
worth.
And here, if we think about this falls under the number 6 example, when we ask Allah using the creation name. And that is, as we said earlier, it is prohibited. Like the people who would go to the graves, and they will try to make wasila and ask using the grave. But some people use this hadith and said, well, you know, this hadith is okay to ask Allah using the creation name.
هذا ليس من الأمور المخلوقة.
And here the author is clarifying that he said that this is not that we are using the name of the one who is asking. We're not using the name of the creation.
هو إيه؟ أن يجيب الله تعالى دعاء.
And here the question and the person is asking that, that if Allah would fulfill the supplication of those who would supplicate to him, and that those who would go for the prayers, that Allah would give them the reward for it. And here when Allah responds to somebody who supplicates, or somebody, Allah would give the reward to the one who goes to the masjid. What characteristic? Whose characteristic is this? Is this person or Allah? Of course, it is Allah, because Allah is the one who grants the reward, and Allah is the one who grants the supplication. So just like when you say, "Oh Allah, I ask you because you fulfill and you respond and you grant supplication to the weak and to do this for me and that for me." So you are asking Allah, and you are asking Allah using Allah attributes, and Allah attributes that Allah would give and grant supplications. So, and the author, the Sheikh Islam said, if this hadith is correct, then that what it should mean. We are asking Allah by some of his characteristics. That Allah is the one who gives the reward to the one who would ask him. Allah would give the one the ajr for the one who would go to the prayers. So this is going to fall under asking Allah, using Allah's name, that Allah would grant the supplication of the people who ask him, and Allah is the one who would give reward to the one who go for his sake. And this is one of the rights that Allah has set for himself. So, and we will talk about it later on.
قال كما يسأل بالإيمان والعمل الصالح الذي جعله سببا لإجابة الدعاء كما في قوله تعالى ويستجيب الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ويزيدهم من
فضله
وكما يسأل بوعده لأن وعده يقتضي إنجاز ما وعده ومنه قول المؤمنين ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار
الله سبحانه وتعالى
وقوله إنه كان فريق من عبادي يقولون ربنا آمنا
وأنت
خير
الراحمين فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنتم تكفرون our sins and wipe our sins. So here the Sheikh Islam here he is reminding us that in this book that some of the tawassul is permissible and some is prohibited. So the one that is permissible,
that
when we do things and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using His name and attributes. And also the second is to make the tawassul by asking Allah with the good deeds and the good
acts.
And also the third is to do tawassul by asking the person who's alive and who can do supplications to do them. So these are the three that are acceptable, permissible. So like you say, oh Allah, I ask you, you are Allah, the Lord, etc. That Allah, you are the merciful, Allah, you are the forgiving. So we can use any of his attributes and we can make usila using any of those attributes to reach our goal and to reach our to get our supplications. Like here now we say that, oh, our Lord, we have done all what you asked us and we have believed in it, so forgive us. So in this case, you mentioned that you have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Allah to forgive you because of that. Like the three people that got trapped into the cave, and each one of them was mentioning some of the good deeds that they did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would release the rock out of the entrance of the cave. And also, like if somebody would make supplication for his brother, and that also is one of the types that would be acceptable. So these are the types of permissible tawassul. So in this case, when the person who said that, oh Allah, I ask you by the right of those who ask you and by the right of my effort walking toward the masjid to do the prayers. So the person here is asking Allah with some of the things that Allah has attributes and in this case the person has mentioned something good that he did, and something good that he did is that he left his home walking to the masjid for doing the prayers, and he's not walking to show off or to gain any worldly reward. He was going out only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of these are good deeds that Allah will reward for them. And that can be used as one of the characteristics of Allah. The same, that's similar to the verse that we just recited. Our Lord, we have heard and we have believed. So then forgive us our sins.
And this مناسبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم بدر حيث يقول اللهم أنجز لي ما وعدتني. هذا سؤال الله تعالى بوعده. هذا أيضا من باب إيه؟ سؤال الله تعالى بوعده. هذا يدخل في التوسل بأسماء الله وصفاته. الحسنى الله تعالى وصفاته أنه لا يخلف الميعاد سبحانه وتعالى.
الله always fulfills his promises.
الله سبحانه وتعالى. توسلت إلى الله تعالى في دعائك. فقلت يا رب إنك وعدت.
You have sought the means to ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى anything.
من فعل كذا بكذا وكذا من الثواب وإني فعلت هذا الأمر.
And say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have done so and so and so and so of all the good deeds that you have done in the past, oh Allah,
what is this for me?
So this is one of the ways to ask
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
would Allah promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill and you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the deeds that you did. And the Prophet has asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, oh Allah,
قال وكذلك ما في التوراة أن الله تعالى غضب على بني إسرائيل فجعل موسى يسأل ربه ويذكر ما وعد به إبراهيم فإنه سأله بسابق وعده لإبراهيم.
Also, it was narrated in the
Torah
that
Musa
has asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah promised him.
قال ومن السؤال بالأعمال الصالحة سؤال الثلاثة الذين أووا إلى غار فسأل كل واحد منهم بعمل عظيم أخلص فيه لله لأن ذلك العمل مما يحبه الله ويرضاه محبة تقتضي إجابة صاحبه. هذا سأل ببره لوالديه وهذا سأل بعفته
التامة
وهذا سأل بأمانته
بإحسان.
Again,
the story of the three people that were trapped in the cave.
Each
one of them had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something that he did in the past, so that Allah will release them from the trap and the rock that was at the entrance was removed. So each one of them has mentioned many of the good deeds that he did.
So,
and each one of them has mentioned what he did as good deeds, and he said, oh Allah, since I did this for the sake of you, relieve us from this trap. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved them from the trap.
وكذلك كان ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه يقول وقت السحر اللهم أمرتني فأطعت ودعوتني فأجبت وهذا السحر كان يقول وقت السحر
السحر is before dawn and by the end of the night the very last end of the night.
عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه كان يدعو وقت السحر.
He used to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يقول اللهم أمرتني فأطعت ودعوتني فأجبت.
Allah, you commanded me and obeyed you.
لأن الله تعالى قال مستغفرين بالأسحار.
And then he will seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and seeking forgiveness at the time of the sahar, which is the end of the night. It's one of the best times to do so.
ومنه حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه كان يقول على الصفا اللهم إنك قلت وقولك الحق ادعوني أستجب لكم وإنك لا تخلص المعاد ثم ذكر الدعاء المعروف عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه كان يقوله على الصفا
والدعاء
بقيته
and the supplication
remained
that oh Allah, you always fulfill your
promise.
So the supplication that was mentioned in here has some more to it, and that was so Ibn Umar, whenever he would be on the top of the Safa mountain, he would say this, you promise that you fulfill your supplication. So, if we look at the
statement
of Ibn Umar,
we
ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
using
Allah
in
his attributes, and also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by some of the good deeds that
he
and he mentioned them, so he would make the wasila to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
because
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him.
أنه يهدي
وأنه هدي إلى الإسلام
هذا عمل العبد يعني
الله is the one who guides to Islam.
أسلم لله تعالى.
So that means he
توسل إلى الله تعالى.
He is a Muslim
بصفاته
because of the will of Allah.
وتوسل إليه سبحانه وتعالى بالعمل.
Then he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the good deeds that he did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قال فقد تبين أن قول القائل أسألك بكذا نوعان من خلال السبق تبين أن قول القائل أسألك بكذا نوعان فإن الباء قد تكون للقسم وقد تكون للسبب
or by that by here can be either applied for the making an off
السبب
بالله or as you say this
can be used for
ثلاثة وهي الواو والباء والباء والله
وبالله
والله أنت.
فإذا استعملت الباء يمكن أن تكون للقسم
يمكن أن تكون للسبب. So when we use the باء, the باء can be used for making house.
عمن إيه يقول بالأمانة قول أحد المتبايعين
can also be used for basically to prevent a point.
أجاب أنه إذا قصد
like if you to set somebody by the trust in this case you want to set somebody bil amana by the trust in this case we are making a point of the trust as one of the things that the reason that we are discussing this issue that we are not making an oath using the trust when we say bil amana which means by the amana or by the trust you are asking the person that you are making a point of the trust between you and him and you are not making an oath or you are not swearing using the oath and the trust
قول القائل أسألك بكذا باء قد تكون للقسم
when the person who's asking somebody else say I ask you by
أسألك بسبب باء
or goodbye in this case
فقد تكون قسما به على الله وقد تكون سؤالا بسببه
the reason why the discussion was initiated
فإذا هنا يقول كما أنه في سؤال المخلوق
so when the person is asking
يعني كما أن المخلوق يمكن أن تقسم عليه بالمخلوق ويمكن أن تسأله بالمخلوق فالله سبحانه وتعالى يسأله الإنسان بالمخلوق وقد يقسم عليه بالمخلوق قال فأما الأول
So the person would ask
فالقسم بالمخلوق لا يجوز على المخلوق فكيف على
using the creation of Allah like making
an oath even personally
and that was not acceptable for example like
oh Allah I ask
by the name of this and by this
he used a human name or a person name
that is not acceptable
بالمخلوق لا يجوز حالة بغير الله وقال ان القسم بالمخلوق على المخلوق
And also you cannot make an oath when you're talking to a human being, you cannot make an oath using somebody else's name.
وأما الثاني إذا كان السؤال بالمخلوق من باب السبب يعني إذا كان السؤال بالمخلوق
when you ask
من باب سؤال الله سبحانه وتعالى بالمخلوق.
And then you ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى
ذكر إيه؟
And you mention a human being name and you are asking
Allah. هذا إيه التفصيل. قال وأما الثاني وهو السؤال بالمعظم كالسؤال بحق الأنبياء فهذا فيه نزاع وقد تقدم عن أبي حنيفة
وأصحابه ومن
الناس
For example, when you say that, oh Allah, I ask you by the honor or by the honor of the Prophet, or oh Allah, I ask you with the greatness or the honor of your prophets. Some of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said this is unacceptable and it is haram to ask Allah and say we ask you by the name of the Prophet for example like you cannot ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in this case he made an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with saying the name of his affiliation even if that is his prophet or prophets
قال فنقول قول السائل لله أسألك بحق فلان وفلان من الملائكة والأنبياء والصالحين وغيرهم. يوضح يعني
وجه explaining he is explaining here the other opinion where they said okay you can use somebody's name to ask Allah when the person will say oh Allah I ask you by the honor of this person or that person
أو بجاه فلان أو بحرمة فلان يقتضي أن هؤلاء لهم عند الله جاه
they have to use a person that are pious to Allah and people that are close to Allah and that's the other opinion they said that this is acceptable like using a person that is so dear to Allah a person that a pious person to Allah
جبريل عليه السلام في قوة عند ذي العرش
Like Allah, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described Jibreel as that he has a special position in the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Arsh Makin that he has this special status on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so like this type has a special position on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
ويعظم أقدارهم
ويقبل شفاعته الله سبحانه وتعالى will raise their position
مع أنه سبحانه قال
من الله سبحانه وتعالى will accept their intercession when they do that
ويقتضي أيضا
أن تعالى said in the Quran
أن من اتبعه مقتدى به فيما سن له الاقتداء به كان سعيدا من الذي أيضا خذ الملائكة والأنبياء والصالحون لهم جاه عند الله سبحانه وتعالى.
All the prophets and the angels, they are
من اقتدى بهم
واتبع أمرهم. Special on the side of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and they are so obedient to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And anyone that follows their sunnah or their footsteps would do the right thing and would be
ومن أطاع أمرهم الذي بلغوه عن الله.
And anyone that would obey whatever the prophets came with.
وهؤلاء يعني
then that person will have great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the prophets will tell them and teach them to do the right thing. And those people who do to the prophets are going to be special to themselves too.
ما يقتضي إجابة دعائه إذا سأل الله به حتى يسأل الله
بذلك. هذا معناه أن يسأل الله أن يسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى عن then that is not it's not go, it's not acceptable or it's not enough. Like that, if a person is so pious, obedient to the prophets and messengers, and here, the fact that the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are special on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't mean that the person gets to use their hands and make oath by the meaning to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, like if there is a king and there is somebody that's so close to that king.
So do you think that if he's going to ask the king
using that person that's so close to the king by using that person
name,
and the king did not give you permission to do so?
Or
you yourself? You yourself cannot do anything like the person that's close to the king. Yet you want to use that person name and ask the king about something.
فقال هذا الذي يعني يمكن ان ينفعك في الطلب مثلا من ملك من ملوك الدنيا لله تعالى مثلا الاعلى تذكر له انك يعني
and they said, but if you come to the king and you say that, okay, I am one of the fellows of this person who is so close to you, and maybe if the king would listen, that may benefit you for some extent. Or maybe the person that you know, he might come to the king and mention his name.
But يذهب إلى الملك وكذا ويقول له مثلا
الوزير
الفلاني له جاه عندك وله منزلة
would come to the king and say, oh king, you know, that minister of yours, I know he's so close to you and I want to ask you because of that minister.
يعني أجنبي أو خارج عنك.
So in this case, you have nothing to do with that minister. And you go directly to the king and you just mention that minister is so close to me, because of that give me so and so. The king will probably respond to you if you yourself is one of the close people to him.
And if the
minister will help you, then that would make sense. But for you to go directly to the king and just say that, you know, because your minister is so close to you, I need you to help me.
And
so it's not going to be helpful for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted.
And
we said, even when you are trying to get help from the king of this earth or life, it doesn't make sense to go directly to the king and ask them to mention one of their followers' names. But if you know somebody and you are in a good relationship with those people, then they can mention your name to the king, that's who might help. So all of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of those descriptions.
يقربوا شخصا يعني يكون لهم حاجة عندها ويعطونا ويعطونا. ومع ذلك لا ينفكع الإنسان بس مجرد به.
And again, here, I mean, just for the fact that you know the name of somebody who is close to that king, it's not going to help you. But if you do their something that they do and you do things that will please the king, and then you mention that as you ask what you need, then that might help you. So in this case, when we look out in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who does not follow the commands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody who does not obey what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and then you ask Allah by the name of Muhammad, this is going to benefit. But if somebody who is so obedient to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody who does everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, someone who implements the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person has enough that he can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. And in that case, they said even if he mentioned the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in that case it will be okay because this person is a follower of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Anyway. ولكن ليس نفس مجرد قدرهم وجاههم ما يقتضي إجابة دعائه.
And again, just the fact that you know the prophets and messengers and the highest people are close to Allah, just the fact that you mention their name, that would be enough for you to have wasila and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وينفعه أيضا إذا دعوا له وشفعوا.
But they are going to probably benefit you or be of use to you if you already implement what they ask you to do and if you follow the steps.
So the first
and as far as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as we said, that those who have followed Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم will benefit from that, and those whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made supplication for them are going to benefit also.
فأما إذا لم يكن منهم دعاء ولا شفاعة ولا منه سبب يقتضي الإجابة لم يكن مستشفعا بجاهه
ولم يكن سؤاله بجاهه نافعا له إلا الأنبياء والصالحون
لم يكن منهم شفاعة لك ودعاء لك
so none of them has made any intercession for you or supplication for you
ولا أنت
and you yourself has never followed their teaching or commands. So in that case, there is no reason that you can benefit from them. So in that case, you are not going to benefit from them. And
بل يكون قد سأل بأمر أجنبي عنه ليس سببا لنفعه. ثم ضرب هذا المثال. قال ولو قال الرجل لمطاع كبير. لو قال الرجل لمطاع كبير. أسألك بطاعة فلان لك.
If someone has asked someone, if a person comes to somebody of high status and asks him, and he said, I ask you by your relationship with the person so and so, do this for me. So again, somebody come to a king or somebody of high status and he would say, I ask you by the closeness of your minister to you, please do this for me or that for me. And you have no relationship to that minister or to the king
himself.
So the same is Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's relationship with those who are so close to him and those who would do what he commanded them to do and those who are obedient to him.
الله تعالى يحبهم ويسلم إليهم لعبادتهم وطاعتهم ليس في ذلك ما يوجب إجابة دعاء من يسأل به وإنما يوجب إجابة دعائه بسبب منه بطاعته له أو سبب منهم لشفاعته
فإذا انتفى هذا وهذا because of their obedience to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and by their
good deeds منهم من الأنبياء أن يشفعوا له أو سبب منه
So one of the reasons that he benefit is that the prophets themselves will make intercession.
نعم لو سأل الله بإيمانه بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومحبته له وطاعته له.
Yes, if the person will ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
لكان قد سأله بسبب عظيم.
Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى with his belief in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a messenger and prophet of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and he will ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى with his obedience to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and by following the sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أن شفاعته في الآخرة.
And the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his intercession is going to be in the hereafter. And it is going to benefit the people who have implemented the oneness of Allah, the Tawheed. And it is not going to benefit the people of shirk or those who associate someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyone who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and anyone who had associated someone with Allah,
وهي مستحقة لمن دعا له بالوسيلة كما في الصحيح أنه قال إذا سمعتم المؤذن فقولوا كما يقول صلوا عليه
صلى الله عليه وسلم
فإنه من صلى عليه مرة صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم سلوا الله لي الوسيلة
فإنها درجة لا تنبغي إلا لعبد
الله
وأرجو أن تكون
هو ذلك العبد فمن سأل الله لي الوسيلة فإنها
مرة Then ask Allah for me the wasila. And the wasila is the highest status or degree in the paradise that is going to be for only one person. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be that one person. So whoever who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the wasila for me, for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person by default will be entitled for the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the wasila.
عند الله
so when you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make you one of the eligible for the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter.
وفي الصحيح عن أن أبا هريرة رضي الله عنه قال له أبو هريرة سيد الناس أسعد بشفاعتك يوم القيامة
أي آس الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
قال من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا
من قلبي تبين أن أحق الناس بشفاعته يوم القيامة إن كان أعظم توحيد لا صدر
لأن التوحيد جناع الدين
And then the Prophet said that the people who are more eligible
for shafa'a
and the hereafter are the people who are believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one creator and the supreme power.
فإذا شفع محمد صلى الله عليه
وسلم حد له التوحيد حد فإن الله is going
وذلك بحسب ما يقول بقلوبهم من التوحيد والإيمان.
A great benefit and that is going to be also a reason for the forgiveness of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
Allah
سبحانه وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى in the hereafter is going to look at everyone who said لا إله إلا الله in the hereafter if they are in the hellfire Allah will be taken out due to the intercession. And there is even measures that are put to how much iman or faith in the heart of the believer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said even if there is a small amount of faith and iman in the heart of the believer from la ilaha illallah, so and then any amount of iman or faith that is in the heart of the believer will be a reason for the person to benefit from
it.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
شفاعته يوم القيامة فبين أن شفاعته تنال باتباعه
أن جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to give the intercession on the hereafter and Allah سبحانه وتعالى told him that the intercession is going to benefit those who followed him and those who followed the oneness of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and those who have made the supplication that we said before.
يعني معنى قول الشيخ الثاني يعني له عند الله إجابة وهذا صحيح يعني يعني الجزء الصحيح من كلامهم أن الأنبياء والصالحين لهم جاه عند الله، يعني لهم فضل ولهم منزلة ومكانة، فهذا صحيح.
What is correct is that the pious people, they have a special status on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the prophets have also a special status on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are not going to benefit from it unless we follow their footsteps and obey them.